table for you.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Missouri or Kansas attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Independence and by appointment only in Overland Park.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
All News Mornings.
On Monday's Morning News.
You're furloughed and you don't know how long it will last. Well, look who's hiring.
Monday morning, 5 to 10. News 98.1 KMBZ.
From the Brown and Crouppen Studios, this is the News Traffic and Weather Station, 98.1. KMBZ FM HD1. Radio.com station.
Just past 3 o'clock in Kansas City. From the KMBZ newsroom, I'm Will Sterrett. Questions are being raised if a local water park will open for business in 2019. Kansas City's Schlitterbahn began work last year to tear down the world's largest water slide, Verrucht, after the death of Caleb Schwab. Several workers charged by prosecutors in the planning and maintenance of the slide, which are said to cause the accident. The company based in Texas has not commented about the status of the park. Vice President Mike Pence visits Customs and Border Protection headquarters to let workers know they won't be without pay when the shutdown ends.
The Vice President reassuring Border Patrol and other federal employees who are working without pay.
All of the agencies affected by this shutdown will be paid in full when the government reopens.
House and Senate passing bills guaranteeing that back pay, but Congress going home for the weekend without ending the shutdown that's left 800,000 federal workers without a paycheck. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Kansas City-based Boulevard helping out furloughed federal employees. The beer hall in the crossroads says if federal workers come in and show their ID, they'll get half off their tab and a free beer. Officials say the discount is good for the food served at the beer hall as well. Brewing company says that discount will last as long as the shutdown does. A former Catholic priest for more than 40 years, David Polson, sentenced today after pleading guilty to sexually abusing two boys in the Archdiocese of Erie, Pennsylvania. He received 2.5 to 14 years in prison. The charges stem from Polson's serial abuse of two boys attending his church who were 8 and 15 years old. One was an altar boy.
Polson weaponized his faith and used the tools of his priesthood to abuse children.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro says Polson reportedly assaulted one of the victims more than 20 times and made the boys talk about the assaults in confession with him. Police say one person pulled out of an SUV that crashed into a small pond across from Olathe Northwest. Happened yesterday morning around College Boulevard and Lone Elm. Sarah Frazier watched as emergency crews performed CPR on the victim before taking them to the hospital.
Oh, it just made your blood run cold. You thought, you know, why, who, where, what's going to happen? Oh, it's horrible, just horrible. Hope I never see anything like this again.
Authorities say the SUV was headed east on College Boulevard, hit a car at Lone Elm, and then ran off the road into the pond. Netflix being sued over its latest Black Mirror episode.
Bandersnatch. It's an adventure game.
The premise behind the Black Mirror episode Bandersnatch is pretty revolutionary for TV. You get to make choices during the episode about where the story goes, and there are multiple endings. Sounds like one of those choose-your-own-adventure books, right? Perhaps a little too much. The company that owns the rights to Choose Your Own Adventure is suing, saying Bandersnatch infringes on its copyright and wants $25 million in damages. Netflix isn't commenting on the lawsuit. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Traffic and weather together next. It's 3:04.
Shh, listen. Is your garage door talking to you? That clattering, squeaking sound? Hey, it's Scott Parks. I called Renner Garage Door and asked if they service cattywampus garage doors. Renner does. Renner is Missouri's leader in custom garage door installation and garage door repair. The Renner Roll Smooth Special is just $69.95, and it'll quiet down most any garage make or model. Renner Garage Door Company. Online at RennerDoor.com. RennerDoor.com.
Are your sights set on a new job or promotion? Then be so good that they can't ignore you. It's time to earn a graduate degree or certificate that gives you the enhanced skills and leadership experience you need. Our team at Kansas State University's Olathe campus knows how to help, and that people with a master's degree earn up to 50% more than those with a bachelor's. Take the next step toward your dream job. Visit olathe.ksu.edu/transform today.
Dana and Parks is powered by Wholesale Batteries, the right battery the first time.
KMBZ traffic and weather together. Here's Jay Edwards.
Okay, well, it's sponsored by Sylvania Automotive over on the Kansas side, eastbound I-70, right there at the split with eastbound I-670. Have a pretty significant accident working there. We have a, looks like a charter bus is involved, a semi, a couple of other vehicles as well. Access to eastbound I-70 from that split has now been shut down. They're going to route you on to eastbound 670. And looks like a lot of activity around the area. Be prepared for slow stuff on eastbound 670 once you get onto that, because there's limited exits from eastbound 670 as well. Northbound 435, right about Front Street on the Missouri side. Got a lane blocked with a stalled vehicle there. That's backing you up beyond Truman Road. Southbound I-35, heavy from Lamar all the way down to the Overland Parkway. Got foggy conditions there, and also very foggy and very dark out here on eastbound and westbound I-70 near the stadiums. Looks like we have a stall now on westbound I-70 right about Blue Ridge Boulevard. Sylvania is always looking to improve their headlights. By the way, turn your headlights on if you don't have them on right now, okay? So they developed their Silver Star Ultra headlights to have greater clarity and the brightest down-road visibility. Sylvania, think farther down the road. I'm Jay Edwards, KMBZ Traffic.
Messy weather in the forecast for Kansas City as we have a strong low-pressure system pulling in. For most of the afternoon, it's a cold rain, but by late today and into the early half of tonight, some snow mixing in, and then a switch over to all snow later on this evening and as the night goes on. Winter weather advisory kicks in at 6 o'clock this evening and runs through 6 p.m. Saturday. For total snows for Kansas City of 3 to 5 inches, but locally more, cannot be ruled out. Overnight low near 30, staying in the low 30s on Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
Just above freezing across most of the metro, it's 34 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Sterrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Just kick butt 80s TV theme songs. Because I felt like taking a little walk down memory lane.
Can I put in a request? Do you take requests
for that?
Absolutely.
Oh, hell yes.
I would love the theme to Give Me a Break.
Give Me a Break with Nell Carter.
I sure deserve it.
Yes.
Give Me a Break with Nell Carter.
God,
yeah.
I loved her. Loved her.
Right? I love the synthesizer. It's very 80s.
She had a big old behind, didn't she?
Scott Parks.
I mean, did she or did she not?
She was a beautiful woman with an amazing voice.
She had a very beautiful voice.
From the text line, just saw the Indianapolis Colts getting their police escort over the Bond Bridge. Welcome to sunny KC, fellas.
Welcome to town, boys. Welcome to town. We'll see you tomorrow. Story here from, keyword to cash is summer, ironically. Summer. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. After the 4 o'clock news, Kara and Dana will break down the Chiefs-Colts postseason game tomorrow at 3:35. They will break it down at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, we're going to break it down.
It's a doozy. It is a doozy. Story here from Fox News, so you know it's true. Wisconsin teen Jamie Kloss, found alive yesterday after a three-month disappearance, was targeted by a 21-year-old man authorities think she had never met, who suddenly showed up at her home, killed her parents, and held her captive for 88 excruciating days. The suspect in the teen's disappearance, she's 13, by the way, the teen's disappearance has been identified as 21-year-old Jake Patterson of Gordon, Wisconsin. He's been charged with two counts of first-degree murder and one count of kidnapping. Authorities say Patterson surrendered peacefully and was arrested, quote, just down the road.
She was able to give them a very detailed description of him, the car he was driving, and an officer spotted the car, pulled him over, and took him into custody, Scott.
Kloss vanished on October 15th after James Kloss, her dad, and Denise Kloss, her mom, were gunned down inside their home in Barron County, about 80 miles northeast of Minneapolis. Officials determined Kloss, the teenager, was inside the home when her parents were murdered, but then the trail went cold. Kloss was eventually placed on the FBI's kidnapping and missing persons list. Police on Friday praised Kloss's perseverance, which culminated in her flight to freedom. On Thursday, the 13-year-old Kloss was able to escape from a cabin and then flagged down a person walking a dog and asked for help.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you there because you have to hear this, okay? Woman is walking her dog. The Star Tribune has an amazing story about this. Quoting here, I think I am still dreaming right now. It was like I was seeing a ghost. Because keep in mind, in Wisconsin, you cannot go anywhere without seeing this young girl's photo. You know, she's in grocery store flyers and all of that stuff. So this woman is out walking her dog, and then a nearby homeowner is just, you know, hanging out at home with her husband. There's a frantic knock on the door around 4 o'clock. And she says, I opened the door, and standing with this dog walker was this skinny, dirty girl with matted hair, wearing shoes too big for her feet. And the woman screamed, this is Jamie Kloss, call 911. She said she knew immediately it was Jamie Kloss. She said Jamie was quiet. Her emotions were flat. The woman said,
she's been through hell.
The woman said they all knew immediately this is who it was because they'd seen her photo everywhere. And they asked her, can you give us your name? And Jamie said, I am Jamie Kloss. The women offered her something to eat, something to drink. She politely declined, let her play with the new puppy. And then she said, they believe from what she told them, she was in this cabin. There's like 30 cabins in this area.
Okay.
It's pretty remote. She was in this cabin the entire time. The cabin is owned. This is where this 21-year-old lives, where she was held captive. And I just found this online. I've been looking all day. It says Jake Patterson. He's the suspect, okay? Mm-hmm. Jake Patterson, who looks like a serial killer. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Once worked at the turkey plant that employed both of Jamie's parents. So that's a loose link, but there's your link.
Wait a minute. Jake Patterson
worked at the turkey plant
where her parents worked.
Both of those parents worked.
Okay. Loose link. That's a pretty good link.
There had to have been. I mean, as I've been saying all day, there had to have been, even if he had never met her before, some reason he came to know who she was and who that mom and dad was.
The parents may have had pictures up on the wall.
That's what I'm thinking, you know. Or just said, oh, my God, is that your daughter? Yeah, it could have been anything like that.
So what's your take on? I mean, where do we go with this story? I mean, we're all against kidnapping. Killing parents. I get it. He's gonna be charged with two counts of first-degree murder.
I've said this all
Does
along.
Does Wisconsin have the death penalty?
And I know you think I'm crazy. I think kidnapping a child like that, like they did with Elizabeth, I think that is automatic death. I've said it all along. That is automatic death.
Kidnapping,
yes,
a teenager.
Kidnapping
is death.
And keeping and doing the.
We don't know that he. We don't know that he did anything.
God.
We don't know that.
Let's take Elizabeth Smart.
He's not been charged.
Maybe he wanted her to sell Amway with him.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know. But we can't make that leap.
Let's take Elizabeth Smart. I have always said that should be a death penalty crime.
Wisconsin does not have the death penalty. In fact, none of the upper Midwest states do. None of them.
It wouldn't be a death penalty case anyway.
Two counts of first-degree murder.
Oh, pardon me. The murder. Sorry. I mean just for taking her.
Oh.
Just for taking her.
Well, I would think killing her parents would probably get you two counts of first-degree of the death penalty.
District Attorney Brian Wright said Jamie was taken against her will and escaped from the residence at which she was being held. We do believe Jamie was the only target.
Hmm. So you're arguing you kidnap a kid.
Yes.
You get the death penalty.
Yes.
I don't believe the Supreme Court would allow that.
I don't either.
I agree. The Sean, oh.
And where Will do you draw Sturgeon the line? Me. What, if it's a non, what if it's a non-custodial parent or something like that?
No, not that scenario. This is the scenario I'm talking about. The Elizabeth Smart / Sean St. Louis case.
I remember the story.
Pizza crazy guy kept those two boys, Ben Ownby was the other one, in his basement, death. You take a child from their family, death.
Dana.
Mm-hmm. See ya. Gots to go.
The day that I am more liberal than conservative, Dana Wright, on the show.
Never thought that would happen.
No.
There's never any question you in liberal these cases, Scott. There's never any mistaken identity here. They find these kids in the basements or the attic of these people's homes. There's no question he's done this.
Okay.
Is it Sean? Why do I want to keep saying
For the love
police?
Of God, will you please look it up before this drives me out of my mind?
Oh, drives me crazy.
Sean Hornbeck?
Thank you.
Yes.
Hornbeck. Death for that pizza guy.
Somebody writes, living in Wisconsin is the death penalty.
Oh, my goodness.
Not exactly wrong.
It sounds pretty miserable.
I have been to Wisconsin a number of times. I've never found anything redeeming about it.
This is so funny you're bringing this up. One of my kids the other day said, I'm kind of thinking about Wisconsin for college. And I go...
Like the Badgers?
I was thinking about Pepperdine, but, you know, we can't all have what we want.
Madison is, I mean, it's okay.
Madison is stunning. I said you
it's
would...
A, it's okay.
You would survive in Wisconsin in the month of January for about 3 days.
It is...
like the Honey Badger?
No.
No. Honey Badger went to LSU.
Madison's
Honey Badger don't play that.
That's right.
Yeah, one of my kids has this thing with University of Madison at Wisconsin. I was like, what? No. Oh,
really?
I go, multiply the slop that you see out here by, like, how long is winter there? Is it a year?
I think it's like 9 months.
Oh. You would have to fling me out a window. I could not live in that environment.
You could not pay me to live in Minnesota.
I could handle Minnesota.
Handle Minnesota, not Wisconsin?
Because I like Minnesota. Wisconsin, it has very little to do with the weather. It's just a dump.
Well, I've heard it's very nice.
My experience with Wisconsin has not been very nice.
Well, Vern and Shirley are from Wisconsin.
That 70s show was set in Wisconsin. Remember at the end of the theme song, they'd always yell, "Hello, Wisconsin."
This is the Honey Badger.
No.
Watch it run.
No. No.
There is nothing wrong with the Honey Badger. Which kid wants to go to Wisconsin?
Oh, one of my daughters. Don't you remember being in high school and you would come up with these things? Like, mine was Drake University and Northwestern. I want to go to Northwestern.
In Chicago?
My parents were like, you couldn't even find that on a map. I'm like, no, I want to go to Northwestern.
I went to Nebraska.
Well, I could find that on a map.
Really? Where is it?
I wanted to go to Pepperdine at one point. I thought I wanted to go to TCU.
What city is Pepperdine in?
Oh, I know right where it is. It's in Malibu.
That's right.
Everyone knows where Pepperdine is.
And what is their mascot?
The Wave.
Damn it.
Yeah, I wanted to be a Wave. And my parents said, we want to have money to buy food every month. Because the tuition at the time was... 70 grand a year or something. You're paying.
It's like super elite.
You're paying
school.
To live on a beach.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
I want to go there. Yeah, so does everybody else.
You could go to Florida Gulf Coast, live on the beach.
Part of me is like, should I go get my master's now at Pepperdine?
I should have gone to like the University of Puerto Rico.
I thought Florida State for a while. Don't you remember in college kicking around these dumb ideas of where you thought you were going to go?
No.
And then at the end of the day, my parents were like, tuition's due at KU. And I'm like, okay.
No, I applied to Oklahoma, KU, and Nebraska. That's it. Where did you apply besides Washburn?
I did not apply at Washburn.
Well, you must have because you were admitted.
I think I applied at like KU and K-State because no one told me, hey, you could probably go to Colorado or...
Why don't you go to Colorado? Colorado's a dump.
No, are you insane?
There are significant...
Boulder? Have you been to Boulder? It's like Lawrence, but
There are
with mountains.
There are significant swaths of Colorado that are a dump.
They allow the legal smoking of marijuana.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
Need I say more? Seriously.
This is KMBZ.
At 98.1 FM.
You know, the old saying, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. Well, here's what I recently found out I had, once had, the ugliest, nastiest, most boring garage floor in all of Kansas City. Until I called Stampcrete of Kansas City, had them put down a beautiful epoxy floor in my garage. It completely changed the look. Now I'm no longer embarrassed to leave the garage door open. In business for more than 13 years, Stampcrete of Kansas City is here to stay. Their installation is quick. It's durable. Mark, who owns Stampcrete, does every bid himself. He'll sit down with you, go over every step of your project. And to celebrate 13 years in business, here's what they're going to do. Through the end of January, if you call right now, 25% off all new business. 25% off all new business. Whether it's your garage, basement, commercial space, make the call that I did. You won't regret it. Call Stampcrete of KC, 913-780-1300. Acid stains, metallic epoxies, concrete overlays. Check them out online at stampcreteofkc.com or go to their Facebook page. See the pictures for yourself. You'll be amazed. Stampcrete of Kansas City, 913-780-1300.
Hey, Susan. So tell me everything. How did Tom's visit to the Kansas City Men's Clinic go?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. Tom hates going to the doctor, so I drove him to the clinic myself. They even had sports on the TV in our private exam room. It was really cool. The all-male staff and doctors made it easy for Tom to talk about his erectile dysfunction and PE issues. Definitely not your average clinic.
Wow, that's awesome. How did it work when she got home?
Well, I'll spare you the sexy details, but let's just say I'm happier than I've been in a long time, and Tom's being romantic again like he used to be.
I'm so happy for you two. I hated to see you down.
Now that Tom's taken care of his erectile dysfunction, he's back to his old self. He admitted that before he would make up excuses and even slept on the couch so he wouldn't be embarrassed. I had no idea. Seriously, this experience has saved our marriage.
Call 816-897-7777 to book your appointment. $99 office visit today. That's 816-897-7777. 816-897-7777.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and save millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-491-3318. That's 800-491-3318. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-491-3318. That's 800-491-3318.
You know, it's something that has happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, when it comes time to fix your car, get it fixed right the first time. Get it fixed right the first time at Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. It's serious business. You want to make sure that you're trusting your car to the best in that business. And that's what they do at Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. And remember two things. Number one, there are plenty of body shops here in Kansas City that go by the name Dale's. There's only one Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. And remember this as well. Their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. Here's their number, 816-228-1855. Their reputation's so good, they've had people drive in from Omaha, Columbia, Lawrence. Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs, 816-228-1855, or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you.
Now joining me is Mark Patrick from the Mark Patrick Hypnosis Seminars. So how does hypnosis work for smoking?
So if you're a smoker right now and you're listening to this, you and I both know this. You get pleasure from smoking even though you know it's killing you. What we do under hypnosis is this. We interrupt all the scenes that you smoke. The cup of coffee in the morning, the break at work, driving in your car and smoking, stress, walking out of a building, being around other smokers. What we do is we break those connections under hypnosis. And then the second thing we do is change your image or snapshot of yourself from that of a smoker who loves to smoke to that of a non-smoker who does not want to smoke. By doing this, you're able to be in control in all those situations, just like all other non-smokers. It's really that simple.
Join us for Mark Patrick Hypnosis and Stop Smoking Now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Seminars on Thursday, January 17th at the Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites Convention Center Hotel in Overland Park. Sessions from 2 to 4 p.m. or 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. or Saturday, January 19th at the Sure Stay Plus by Best Western in Kansas City. Sessions from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. To book your reservation, go to markpatrickseminars.com.
Stay ready for winter weather with the KMBC Storm Watch Forecast.
You can see more enhancement of some moderate to heavy snow.
Updated every 10 minutes, all morning.
Snow-packed conditions across the metro.
5 to 10 on Kansas City's Morning News on 98.1 KMBC.
ABC Traffic, here's Jay Edwards.
All right, Scott, thanks very much. We still have this significant incident over here on the Kansas side. Eastbound I-70 at the split where it's let you split over to 670. Got an accident there. Multiple vehicles involved. Looks like a charter bus. Got a semi there. A lot of activity around this accident. Eastbound I-70 is backed up all the way to 18th Street Expressway. They're forcing you on to eastbound 670. You're going to be blocked from I-70. And then now eastbound 670 is loaded up because there's only one exit. Once you get past the split, only one way to get off of 670. Once you get towards downtown, it's going to be right there at Wyoming. That's the only exit you have. Southbound I-35, heavy from Lamar all the way down to the Overland Parkway. Eastbound 70, starting to really slow down past the stadiums and both directions of 435. North of I-70 on the Missouri side, pretty slow. Northbound 35, getting out of downtown, in pretty good shape across the Kitbaugh Bridge, but gets slower north of the 29-35 split. Sylvania is always looking to improve their headlights, so they've developed their Silver Star Ultra headlights to have greater clarity and the brightest down-road visibility. Sylvania, think farther down the road. I'm Jay Edwards, KMBZ Traffic.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life.
Story out of Texas, or check that, Florida. A maintenance man working on a helicopter in South Florida was decapitated in a freak accident yesterday after the main rotor blade suddenly jerked up and down before fatally slicing the 62-year-old man.
Oh, God.
Salvatore Deci died yesterday near the hangars. This is just outside of Tampa Bay. Two men were using a power cart to jumpstart a helicopter when it began acting erratically, moving in, up and down. The motion caused the main rotor blades to strike one of the men who was working on the helicopter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you heard there have been a couple of cases, and one of them was a model, I believe, who stepped out of the helicopter and did she... She was injured.
By injured, you mean her head was removed?
I'm trying to remember. And I, at the time when that happened, I thought, how does that happen? Like in the movies, you know, when they come out of the helicopter, you always like crunch down.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that that's for safety as much as it is just a natural reaction.
For the wind or the natural reaction? Yeah. Let me see. I remember. You don't remember that case?
No.
Oh, man, I do.
Mm. I think that would hurt.
Scott.
Well, I think it... what did I say? I think having your head taken off by a helicopter rotor would hurt.
Yep. Her name was Lauren Scruggs. And she lost her arm and her eye. I thought she survived. She stepped out of the plane... And she said, I remember feeling fearful for some reason. We landed. That's all she remembers. But when she got out.
So she lived?
She lived.
I'll be darned. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterling.
A bumpy ride in Jefferson City. More next.
Going to college is about a lot of things. It's about meeting professors that inspire ideas, discovering subjects that turn into careers, and rooting for the home team. But ultimately, college is about, will this degree get me a career that I want? At Baker University, our students have a 99% placement rate after graduation, while also earning the highest average salaries among graduates of universities in Kansas. And that is worth cheering about. Visit bakeru.edu/99 to learn about our affordable tuition rates.
When you play the Missouri Lottery, you may not see where your dollar goes. To the potential it nurtures, to the future it fuels. You may not see the scholarships it provides or the infrastructure it supports. But it goes to all those places and more. Because when you play the Missouri Lottery, 100% of the profit from your dollar goes to support Missouri public education. And that adds up to $6 billion and counting. Thank you for playing it forward.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
All News Mornings.
On Monday's Morning News.
You're furloughed and you don't know how long it will last. Well, look who's hiring.
Monday morning, 5 to 10. News 98.1 KMBZ.
Kansas City station for news, traffic, and weather. This is 98.1 FM KMBZ. Kansas City.
3:31. I'm Will Sterrett. The Missouri Senate gets off to a rocky start over a rules dispute. After a ceremonial first day, the Senate's second day was quickly derailed over a proposal to add four new committee positions. The plan from Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz was eventually approved, but not before Republican Senators Doug Libla of Poplar Bluff and Gary Romine of Farmington tied up the chamber for hours expressing their displeasure. They say senators are already stretched thin among multiple committees and often can't give their full attention. Federal workers got pay stubs today with only zeros on them as the effects of the government shutdown hit home, deepening anxieties about mortgage payments and other unpaid bills. Fuming government employees posted photos of the $0 pay stubs on Twitter, along with comments revealing their frustrations with the shutdown entering its 21st day today. It'll be the longest in history this weekend. The president says it would be easy for him just to declare a national emergency and find federal money to build a barrier along the southern border, but he's not going to be so quick to do that because he thinks lawmakers can do it. The president spoke today at the White House during a meeting with state and local leaders about border security and safe communities. The president says the, quote, easy solution is for me to call a national emergency, but I'm not going to do it so fast, end quote. Traffic and weather together next. It's 3:32.
Hey, small business owners, have you ever been fooled by double talk from your internet and phone provider? Did it go something like this?
Get fast internet and phone for a great price.
But what they actually mean is
slow internet, added taxes and fees.
When Spectrum Business says blazing fast internet for $44.99 a month and phone for $29.99 a month, they mean it. With Spectrum Business, there are no hidden fees, no added phone taxes, and no contracts. Spectrum Business Internet starting speed is 200 megabits per second, much faster than other providers. Plus, if you're stuck in a contract, they'll buy you out of it.
No double talk?
Really? No double talk?
With Spectrum Business, what they say is what they mean. Call 877-285-6789 now to get faster internet and reliable phone with no hidden fees and no contracts. That's 877-285-6789. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Introducing Overland Park's newest family-owned and operated polished casual restaurant, Tabard's Ale House. Food inspired by international and local flavors. Tabard'sAleHouse.com.
KMBZ Traffic and Weather together. One more time, here's Jay Edwards.
Will, thanks very much. Eastbound I-70 and KCK still shut down at the 670 split with this multi-vehicle accident. It does involve a semi and a charter bus as well. And you're backed up all the way back beyond 18th Street Expressway now on eastbound I-70. They're going to force you onto eastbound 670, which is now down to a crawl as well, because there's only one exit from eastbound 670. And once you get past that split, that's going to be at Wyoming, and it's lined up with cars, everybody trying to get off there. Southbound I-35, slow all the way into Johnson County from 18th Street Expressway down to the Orla Parkway. Eastbound 70, pretty foggy now out by the stadiums and really slow all the way out to about Lee's Summit Road. Going for the Northland, northbound I-35, doing okay getting across the Kid Bond Bridge, but the further north you get, the darker it's getting, a little more foggy up there, and we're starting to see slower traffic in the Northland as well. Be sure you turn those lights on. I'm Jay Edwards, KMBZ Traffic.
Strong low-pressure system easing our way. A winter weather advisory kicking in this evening and lasting through late day Saturday. We're looking at some snowfall for Kansas City. A general 3 to 5 inches of snow, locally more, a possibility. As we're moving on through the rest of today, the rain will start to mix with snow and then switch over to all snow by evening and as the night goes on. Our low 30s. Chances for snow through Saturday, the high staying in the low 30s. Light snow and freezing drizzle early Saturday nights. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
Pretty much all of the metro at 33 right now, and that includes at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
By the way, Chiefs fans, my buddy Curtis Seabolt, who is like the encyclopedia of all things sports, just posted this on Twitter. Dome teams, of which the Indianapolis Colts clearly are, dome teams on the road, playoffs, outdoors, temperature 35 or lower, 1970 to now, record 4-27.
Oh, that's good.
That is good. One of those winners, though, was the Colts at Arrowhead.
We don't want to talk about that.
The others were Atlanta at Green Bay, Minnesota at Green Bay, and New Orleans at Philadelphia. So, they just dome teams playing outdoors in the playoffs with a temperature of 35 or lower. They have a record of 4-27 since 1970.
One of them, however, is Colts at Chiefs.
That is correct.
We don't talk about that.
That is correct.
Yeah. The team is here. Because someone on the text line said, I was just driving, saw the bus come in. Welcome to this beautiful, balmy weather we're having. You're not going to the game tomorrow, are you?
Me?
Will?
Oh, no.
Are you?
I'm working.
Sorry.
Oh. Tomorrow, going to that game tomorrow seems like a fantastic way to get really sick.
Well, it's going to be cold. Yeah. I have a very, very, very dear friend of mine is going, and she called me last night and said she was actually out buying boots because she said the last time I went to the game, I thought I was dressed appropriately.
Yeah.
And then you get in that big bowl and you realize you are not.
It's going to get cold and it's still going to be wet.
Yeah. You need hand warmers, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
What?
Hand warmers.
Oh, okay.
Hand warmers are the best.
Yeah,
although, you know what's even better than those? I didn't even know it was a thing until my dad got a pair of these for Christmas. There are now heated gloves that you can get.
Aren't gloves, by definition, heated?
No, wait, you mean like heated, like an electric blanket?
Yes. You basically, it has a battery pack that's somewhere in it. You charge it up ahead of time, you turn on your gloves, and there's heat in there.
That's the problem with those shaky hand warmers. They're one use and you're done.
Well, not only that, but if you have actual gloves, it's not going to get you any further than the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have to have mittens on in order for the hand warmer to actually get down against your fingers.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm getting some of those heated gloves. Those are amazing.
Shadow Milk, by the way, has announced a limited edition red velvet milk honoring Patrick Mahomes.
Sounds terrible.
It features yellow lettering and is red velvet flavored.
What does velvet taste like?
The milk is
red velvet cake?
Yeah.
I don't eat cake.
Oh, what is
I don't know how to describe red velvet cake to someone who's never had it. It is good, though.
Oh, God, it's good. It's available today at the Shadow Store and will be in grocery stores on Monday. My kids love Shadow Milk. Love it. But it's a once-in-a-while thing.
Should we wish, like, STDs on the Indianapolis Colts
no.
and stuff?
No. No.
It was all at Dan Marino's fault. Everyone knows that. If he had held the ball laces out like he's supposed to, Ray would never have missed that kick. Dan Marino should die of gonorrhea and rot in hell.
Okay, that is funny.
Cookie, son?
Well, I mean, so can we wish gonorrhea on the Indianapolis Colts?
No, you may not.
Oh, okay.
No, you may not.
Okay. I hope they have a miserable time in our town. I hope they go out tonight and their food's undercooked. And
no, stop it.
I do.
We welcome all visitors to our city.
Except
we just
you.
Want them to leave as losers.
You mentioned the food undercooked. Remember the coach episode when they're playing in Buffalo and Luther gets the entire team a bunch of wings that are undercooked?
Undercooked?
Yeah, so the entire team gets food poisoning.
Gross.
So I hope they go out tonight and their food is severely undercooked, and I hope they puke and poop, and I hope they can't play tomorrow. And they wear white pants, so we'll know if they're having a problem. Well, they do. They wear white pants. So we're going to know if they have a problem.
Yeah.
A little poo-poo in your trunks.
Ooh, the main moose turd lady should sell that.
Well, she should.
What's the line again? You need a turd, you call me?
You need a turd, you call me.
There you go.
I actually want that as my ringtone.
You need a turd, you call me.
You know, it'd be better to have that as your text message notification.
Yeah.
You need a turd, you call me.
Because that way it won't just play in a loop anytime someone's calling.
God. Yeah, but the woman gets like 50 text messages a day. It would be like,
you need a turd, you call me.
And
you need a turd, you call me.
And the downside of this is what exactly?
Do you know how much my life has changed since I altered, and this is the old person in me speaking. I know that Minders back there is going to crack up when he hears this. I finally figured out you can alter certain people as they're calling. You can alter that notification tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Welcome
my
to
my cell phone from 97 had that option, too.
I didn't know that. I thought you just could pick a ringtone. I didn't know you could, like, assign noises.
Like, and Kelly has a different ringtone than everybody else.
Who is it that you have Phil Collins for?
I don't have Phil Collins for anybody.
It's Another Day in Paradise. Yes, you do. It goes dun, 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 well, dun, dun, dun,
you
dun.
Should make Phil Collins the ringtone for me.
Yeah, that's a jam.
Exactly.
Here, I'll have her call the phone.
No, she doesn't need to call the phone. I believe you.
Well,
but
you
it
can
is,
hear it.
It is the Phil Collins song.
I can't describe it, but.
So, real quick, I assigned, and if you didn't know you could do this, and you're old like me and not hip, assign a certain tone to your children. If you're crazy like I am.
Everybody knows this, Dana.
I now sleep so much better at night because if I don't hear anything, I know everything's fine. If I hear that tone, I know it's one of the kids and I can look at it. I turn off everything else, if that makes sense.
Yeah, my old phone had that capability, too.
I missed that memo.
This is old news.
I know.
Okay.
I mean, Scott, you did have a flip phone until like a year ago.
I did not. I had a BlackBerry.
A lot of people can throw stones. I don't know that you're the technology stone
thrower. Well, I have a different
group here.
Well, I have a different ringtone for certain people.
Call my mine? What's mine?
The generic. Call my phone.
I don't want a generic. I want something.
You're not even in the circle of six. You're not getting a special tone. Call my phone right now.
No.
Call it.
I'm never calling
I'll
you again
call
until
it.
I get a special tone.
All right, call my phone, Will.
All right.
You have the same tone as Dana.
Yeah.
She's generic, no offense.
Some of them are
much
annoying.
Offense taken.
Some of them are really bad. Like, boing, boing, God. Was it the DMV the
you
other
day? You sounded like Beavis right there.
23 hours and people's phones.
See?
Oh, that's the old school generic.
That's what yours sounds like.
Mine should be like, because if I'm calling you, something's usually wrong.
Yours should say,
you need a turd, you call me.
We'll get right on that.
I'd be proud of that ringtone.
You get the generic.
Okay, good. One of my girlfriends, I didn't know that either. I'm going to make special ringtones for all of my children.
Like 15 years
Is
ago.
Is that Wetmore?
No, she knows that.
Like 15 years ago, I set my ringtone for my ex-girlfriend to the theme from Jaws. I mean, that's just what I did. Yeah, exactly. Anytime she'd call, dun, dun.
Was she that bad?
In retrospect, no. But at the time, we were both glad to be done with each other.
Yeah. Why'd you break up?
We were just going in different directions.
Oh, come on, man.
That's what people say when they don't really want to tell you why they broke up.
Well,
She was, she wanted things in life.
We just fell out of love.
No, she wanted things out of life on a timetable that I did not.
Oh, there you go.
In other words, she wanted kids.
You know what,
kids.
Will? That is a solid reason to split.
She wanted to get married. She wanted to have kids right away. We were in our early 20s. Uh-oh. I was not at that point in my life.
Yeah. Good for you, then.
Okay, well, then just
good
say she wanted kids. I didn't want to have kids. And
yeah, good for you.
It's what it is.
All right. By the way, speaking of relationships, we'll get into this after 4 o'clock. Did you hear what Gwyneth Paltrow did? She got remarried.
I did not know that, actually. Yeah.
Do you want to know who else went on the honeymoon?
Chris Martin?
Yes.
No way. Yes.
Wow.
This is Kelly's ringtone.
Yeah, that's the Phil Collins song.
Okay, it's different than yours.
Fine.
Yeah, that's not really the Phil Collins song, though.
Taking it all too hard. That's that song.
So, this time...
That's what that song is.
Well, that's what she does.
Scott Parks! Oh, my God!
Thank you.
You know, dun, 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 dun.
You need a turn, you call me.
Okay.
Wait, go back to the ex-husband on the honeymoon.
You want me to go to it right now?
Yeah, that is... Here's why. Vacationing together, absolutely. We thought about doing that this year. And for a variety of reasons, it just didn't work out. But I would do it. The honeymoon? Really?
CNN.com. Apparently, conscious uncoupling extends to the post-divorce. Gwyneth Paltrow shared during an appearance on Live with Kelly and Ryan on Wednesday of this week that her ex-husband, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, came along on her recent honeymoon with new husband Brad Falchuk.
Okay.
The Oscar-winning actress said she, Falchuk, Martin, their children, Falchuk's kids from his former marriage, and some friends all went on a trip to the Maldives over Christmas.
I want to go there.
So isn't that really just kind of a destination wedding?
Yeah. To me, that sounds more like a destination wedding. Still a little odd the ex went
along,
but whatever.
She brought the ex-husband on her honeymoon.
And the kids, too.
And the children.
Yeah.
And the children. I thought you meant, like, she went on the honeymoon with her new husband and then a plus one.
Yeah.
Like, that's what, when you originally said it, I thought, like, three of them went.
The ex was not the third wheel for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of was.
No, but it was a whole big thing with the kids there from both sides. And
we've talked about this. There are circumstances. Certainly this year was one of them. I would, in a heartbeat, vacation with the kid's dad.
Would you have taken the kid's dad on your honeymoon when you got married to Chris?
No, but we kicked around the idea when we all went to Hawaii, having everybody go. And then we stopped kicking around that idea when we realized it would be like $20,000. Because my mom and dad were going, and we thought, right, you know, should we make this the one big, like your mom does, Scott. Your mom's taking the whole family
to
this big.
She takes everybody on
the
trip.
We thought, should we make this the one big thing where everybody goes?
You don't think that's kind of weird that, like, you're in one room, and your ex-husband's in the room right next door.
You're not sharing a cabin
and
wall.
You guys are...
Okay, yeah, I get it. You don't have to make that noise like you do every time. It drives me crazy.
Sorry.
What is that noise representing?
We shared a cabin wall with my mom and dad. It's not... we're not in, you know, 12th grade here. I don't find any of that to be a big deal anymore.
Okay.
Well, you wouldn't want to hear, you know...
Your mom and dad.
Right.
I know. I get it.
Especially if she's moaning like a 10-pound...
Okay, all right!
That's my mother!
All right! God. All right!
She was seasick.
She was throwing up! That's the sound you heard!
She actually was seasick. I don't think it's a big deal. If the kids went and they probably have a nanny that went, and, you know, you're taking 15 people. I'm sure they stayed in a private area. This is the problem with you. Everything for you reverts directly back to sexuality.
No, it doesn't.
We tried to talk about this woman the other day who's the professional cuddler, and all you could think about was, well, when do they start getting it on? I'm like, that's not what this is.
You don't think that's a little weird, taking your ex on your honeymoon?
No. I think this was a family vacation slash we just got married, let's celebrate.
And you can't leave the ex-husband behind?
Who's going to watch the kids?
Hey, Chris, we'll be right back. We're heading back to the room to make another one.
Again, people don't think about things like that.
I do.
I know you do.
I can't believe you. You're crazy. You would go, all right, Joe marries this Brazilian girl that he's dating, okay?
My bonus mom, I adore her like more than you know.
Fine, whatever. They invite you on their honeymoon.
With all of the kids and Chris?
No, you.
No, then not, no, then that's weird. If it's just three of you, that's weird.
Well, you're conscious uncoupling.
If it's just three of you, it's weird. With all of the kids and the family, this is not weird.
I don't see anything in here that Chris Martin's significant other was invited on the trip.
She was.
Oh, dang it.
There you go.
It was really more of a big family vacation is what it looks like.
I agree, and I would have more fun with her. I would say, let's go shopping.
576-7798.
This is KMBC.
You know, when you're shopping for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, you want affordability, and you definitely want safety. That's what you're going to get with Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. I'm driving the Kia Sportage. I absolutely love this car. In fact, my youngest daughter's already asked if she can have it in the future when she's old enough to drive. Now, every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty, and if it's gadgets and options that you like, we all do, Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. And right now, Olathe Subaru has the exclusive Adventure Series, upgraded interior, lift kit, alloy wheels with aggressive off-road tread, roof crossbars and basket, fog lights, and so much more. Check them all out online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Cold? Yep. Snowy? Maybe. Does it matter? Not at all. It's EJ Becker to tell you about All Weather Decks. I realize that cold weather doesn't seem like the time to be out on the deck, but when it snows, little EJ loves playing on the deck outside. And when it's cold and snowy, the folks at All Weather Deck, they don't slow down. They're designing, planning, and building Kansas City's best outdoor living spaces all year round. If you didn't have the deck, patio, porch, covered deck, or outdoor living space that you wanted this past spring, summer, or fall, you can fix that by calling All Weather Decks today. I've told you for years that they build the best outdoor living spaces in town. Check some of them out at allweatherdecks.net. Click on the map link, zoom into your neighborhood, go talk to your neighbors. Ask how much they love their all-weather deck. And call 913-206-1974 and get started. 913-206-1974, allweatherdecks.net. And please mention EJ when you call. Even in winter, it's the right deck at the right price. All-weather decks.
Everyone knows the best way to protect yourself from the cold is to layer your clothing, right? The reason it works is simple. The thin layer of air between each article of clothing acts as an insulator to keep you warm. The more layers, the warmer you'll be. It's just common sense. The same thing applies to windows, too. The more layers of glass your windows have, the better they insulate and the warmer your home will be. That's why Thermal King Windows sells and installs triple glass windows. Three layers of glass is far superior and a lot warmer than the industry standard two layers of glass. It's just common sense. Install triple glass windows from Thermal King. Right now, Thermal King will upgrade any double glass window to triple glass for free. Just call 888-KING-WIN or online at thermalkingwindows.com and we'll upgrade you to super efficient triple glass for free. Call 888-KING-WIN or visit us online at thermalkingwindows.com.
Thermal King Windows.
Scott Parks and my good friend Chris Crum with the Online Trading Academy. And Chris, one thing that you and I share in common, we both were on the radio. You have a great program here on KMBZ with Power Trading Radio.
Yeah, it airs at 4 o'clock on Saturdays, also at 3 o'clock on Saturdays, and 2 o'clock on Sundays right here on KMBZ. If you have an interest in learning how to trade the financial markets and replace or supplement your income, it's a great show to listen to, Scott. Mm-hmm. Or here's an even better idea. You know, at the Academy, we offer these powerful, comprehensive workshops where we teach you how we time the markets with a great degree of accuracy. We show you a simple, rule-based trading strategy that will allow you to actually replace your income or supplement your income in the financial markets.
Bumped into a guy the other night who swears by your workshop. Free 4-hour workshop. It can change your life. Call right now. 913-956-7050, 913-956-7050, or online at TradingAcademy.com. Again, that's TradingAcademy.com.
Lose the weight and gain the savings at the Fitness Showcase New Year's Resolution Sale. With just a few days left, come in today and save up to 50% on the best fitness equipment in the industry. This sale includes floor models, demos, out-of-box, and includes new models with brands like Cybex, Inspire, Water Rower, and more. Fitness Showcase, two blocks west of Metcalf off 119th, or online right now at fitness-showcase.com. Fitness Showcase, we equip you for life.
This is Cat Fed Sayings on the Radio with Phil and Sam.
If at first you don't Cat Fed, then Cat Fed again.
You're never too old to Cat Fed.
A penny saved is a Cat Fed savings account earned.
Seek in Cat Fed ATMs, you shall find.
The best things in life are Cat Fed
and donuts.
You can lead Sam to Cat Fed, but you can't make him check his mobile app.
Where there's a Cat Fed bill, there's home loans and coffee.
Cat Fed makes the heart grow fonder.
And donuts.
This has been Cat Fed Sayings on the Radio with Phil and Sam.
You can take that to the bank.
Capital Federal, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Never put off tomorrow what Cat Fed does today.
Keyword to cash with 12 chances to win $1,000 each weekday during this national contest. Listen for the keyword, then text it to 72881 for a chance to win $1,000. Keyword to cash on 98.1 KMBZ.
Message and data rates may apply.
KMBZ traffic, here is Jay Edwards.
Okay, Scott, all lanes are now open on eastbound I-70 at the 670 split, but we still have the backup. It goes back to 18th Street Expressway, eastbound 670, which was taking all the load a few minutes ago, is still stop and go from the split all the way to downtown. Only one exit available to you from eastbound 670, eastbound I-70. Heavy and foggy passing the stadiums. Northbound 435 near the stadiums. Looks like we got an accident there now. It's taking out the left-hand lane. Got a car in the median. Boy, it's backed up all the way to 350 Highway already. Expect slow traffic going to Johnson County on I-35 and 435 across the south side, starting to load up as well. This report sponsored by Sylvania Automotive, always looking to improve their headlights, so they have developed their Silver Star Ultra headlights to have greater clarity and the brightest down-road visibility. Sylvania, think farther down the road. I'm Jay Edwards, KMBZ Traffic.
Coming up after the top of the hour news, Dana and Kara are going to break down the Chiefs-Colts game. Now, it's going to sound like they know what they're talking about. It's going to sound smooth as silk. I want to play for you what you don't hear, what you won't hear when Dana and Kara break down the Chiefs and Colts game. Here are the outtakes.
I just can't wait to see Patty Cake make it. Patty Cake make it. Okay, here we go. I don't know about you. I just can't wait to see Patty Cake make it shake on Saturday or Reggie freaking Ragland get Pat. I don't even know who these people are. And so does Sammy. And those two rookies, Charvarius Ward. And those two rookies, Charvarius Ward and Tremont. Who's Tremont? And let's talk about Tremont Smith for a minute. That Tremont Smith needs to play big, or Andre Luck will pick our secondary apart.
Andre Luck! I believe he's the estranged brother of Andrew Luck.
Yeah, they're
who
twins.
Who is the, twins, separated at birth. Who's the actual quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
First-round draft pick. Keyword.
Someone just texted in, scared money don't make money, girl.
Scared money don't make money, girl.
Ben Heisler wrote that line. That will go down as one of the best lines ever.
Your keyword to cash is mother. Mother, text that in to 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Message and data rates may apply. Your keyword this hour is mother, and to the newsroom in Wilster.
Happening now on KMBZ, out of work and worrying about running out of money. More next.
Make this New Year's resolution a great shave at an unbelievably fair price. And be smarter with your personal finances. You know, Harry's can save you about $100 a year if you're a regular shaver. Harry's wants you to start the new year off right. New customers can get a five-blade razor, weighted handle.